The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Baba Metzia Daf Peihei. Today we're going to discuss the union of Tumas Koyanim when it comes to Kvorim of Tzadikim. As we know, a Koyan is not allowed to become Tomei Lameis. He can't come in contact with a Meis, with a dead person, because that makes a person Tomei, and a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei in such a way. Not only that, but the Kohen not only is not allowed to come into direct contact with a Meis, but he cannot be in the same house as a Meis as well. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyel, the Torah says, anything which comes into the same house or covering where there's a dead person underneath becomes Tomei. And therefore a Kohen can't be in the same building as a dead person. Not only that, but he can't even stand above the kever of a dead person as well, because in that case the Kohen himself will be the oihel, will be the covering over the kever, over the grave, and he himself becomes Tomei. Our Gemara, Bamitzia da Pehe Amad Beis, says Reish Lakish have a Mitzayin Marosa Drabonim. Reish Lakish was once going around marking the grave sites of various different Rabbonim, Talmidei Chachamim. And he came to the cave of Rav Chia and couldn't find it, and so on. Says Rashi, why was Reish Lakish Mitzayin Maros Rabbonim? Why was he marking the grave sites of the Rabbonim? Shelo yikoshnu koyanim lavo aleihem ulaha'ahim. So koyanim should not make the mistake, where they didn't know where the cave was, of walking over the cave and being an oihel, being like a tent covering over the cave. In such a case, if the Kohen would walk over the Kether, he would become Tomei, and that would result in a Takola coming out from the Tzadik. The fact that the Tzadik was buried there, and the Kohen didn't know about it, the Kohen would end up becoming Tumah. And in order to avoid that, Reish Lakish went around marking the Kvorim of the various Talmid Chachomim and Rabbonon, in order that the Kohenim shouldn't come to become Tomei there accidentally. Rav Yaakov Emden, the Hagosa Yaivetz on this Gemara, says something very interesting. He suggests a different reason why the Reish Lakish was marking the grave of the Talmid Chachomim. And he says, Nirali Shayo Reish Lakish Matzana Kvon Kiech Delayed Ua Inshi Vosilitz Luya Kivron. We find Gemara in Sefer Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis that Kolev, when he came with the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, it says he went to Chevron, and Chazal say Lishtatech al Kivur Ovos, to daven by the Kivurim of the Ovos. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that Reish Lakish was marking the gravesites of the Talmidei Chachomim and the Tzadikim in order that people should know where the Kivurim are, so that they should go there and daven by the Kivurim. And in case Chas V'Shalom has any gezeir or any terrible thing happening to the Tzibur, So people can go to the kever and daven there in the schools of the tzaddik, and Klal Yisrael will have a yeshua. There's another gemara on Baba Basra, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, where another Amor Rabbi Banoa have a mitzayin kivrei avos. Rabbi Banoa was also marking the kvarim of various different people, and it's the gemara there says that he came to Moaris Hamachpela and he wanted to go inside. So again, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the reason why I was marking the Kvarim is that people should be able to go there to daven, but not because of the problem of Tumas Kohen. Why? Shekivri Tzadikim Kamoa Ovas Bevadai She'inam Matamin. A kever of a tzadik, like the Ovas, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, surely such a kever is not Matamin. There's no Tumah there, and therefore if a Kohen were to walk on top of it, there would be no problem. And therefore there would be no reason to mark the Kvarim in order that the Kohenim should avoid it, since Kivrei Tzadikim are not Matame. And therefore the only reason why he was marking it was for a different reason, in order that people should know where the Kivrei of the Tzadik is, so they can go there and daven if they want to. And therefore this is based on a Medrash in Mishle, the Yalkut in Mishle, Simen Tof Tof Kuf Mem Dalet. There it says that Rabbi Akiva, as we know, is one of the Asorahuge Malchus, who was killed by the Romans, Nitapel Bikvuroso Eliyahu Hanavi Zochulatoy. And Eliyahu Hanavi carried the body of Rabbi Kiva to bury him. Rabbi Shua had a Talmud called Rabbi Shua HaGarsi, And together with Eliyahu Hanavi, they carried on their shoulders Rabbi Akiva Tavarihin. Shah Rabbi Shua Gausas Eliyahu Valo Kohen Mar. Surely you are a Kohen Eliyahu Hanavi. As we know, according to Chazal, Eliyahu Hanavi was Pinchas, and Pinchas was a Kohen. So how could you be Matamel Beitim? V'also the Kohen Matamel Beit. Amar lo Eliyahu Chayecho Rabbi Shua She'ein Tumah V'Talmidei Chachomim V'lo V'Talmideihem. Talmidei Chachomim, there is no Tumah. And therefore there's no problem in carrying the goof of Rabbi Akiva because there's no tumor. It's taught. Based on this, it would appear, Rabbi Yaakov Endel wants to explain our Gemara that Rabbi Shlokish was Mitzayim Marosa, not for problems of tumor, because there is no tumor by Tzadikim. He was Mitzayim Marosa, the Rabbonon, because of the possibility that people would want to go there to daven. From this Medrash in Mishlei, and from this comment of Rav Yaakov Emden, there are those who wanted to come to the conclusion that Kohanim nowadays are allowed to go and daven in Kivri Tzadikim, because Kivri Tzadikim are not Matami. However, although Rav Yaakov Emden says this, and the Medrash does imply like this, and there are maybe one or two Rishonim who seem to say the same thing, the vast majority of the consensus of the Poskim is not like that, that Kivri Tzadikim are also Matami, and therefore Kohanim are not allowed to go to daven by, even by Kivri Tzadikim. And there's many proofs from this from the Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah Kaf Helmut Bey says that there, the Pasuk in Balos Chotazos, there were Anoshim Tameim Lenefesh Odom, and they couldn't make Korban Pesach. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked him, what should they do? And the Parasha tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said there'll be the mitzvah Pesach Sheni for people who are Tameim on Derech Rechoka by the first Pesach. Who were these people who were Tameim Lenefesh Odom? The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Kaf Helmut Bey gives two opinions. One opinion is, they were the people who were carrying the Oren of Yosef, who was brought out of Mitzrayim. And others, the other opinion of the Gemara is, there's Mishael and Etzophon, who were metupled with the Kavura of Nodav and Aviv. But in both those cases, they were Tzadik and Gemurim, Milon and Gorl, and Yosef at Tzadik, and from Nodav and Aviv. And nonetheless, the Gemara clearly indicates that the Chumash is talking about them, and it says they were Tameim and Nefesh Odom, that they were Tameim. And we don't say the Kivri Tzadikim are not Matameim. Furthermore, the Gemara in Bava Basra, which says Rabbi Binoah was Matzayim Kavoriz, Rashbam there explains that he was Matzayim Kivri Ovas Memorah because of the problem of Tumah, even though we were talking about the Ma'orah of Ma'orah Samachpela, of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and of the Marishan. So it says in the Muki Yosef there, and the Ritzvah, that Kohanim should keep away from these Kavoros, that's why he was Mitzayim. Rashi on our Sugya, again, says that Rish Lakish was marking the Kavorim of the Rabbanon in order that Kohanim shouldn't accidentally come by and become Tommy. The Rif in the Tshuva and Simish in Yamagir also says, Rav Benor was marking Kavorim in order that people should know where the Tommy is and should keep away from it. And therefore, it seems clear that halacha lemaisa, many poskim bring down that chas v'sholem for Kohanim to go and daven by the kavorim of even of tzadikim, because kivri tzadikim are also matamim. The Rav Av Bezdin, one of the Rishonim in the Sefer Eshkol, Chelit Beis at the end of Amud Kuf Ayin Dalet, also brings a Gemara in Ksubas in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. There it says Yom Shemais Rebbe Bokla Kohuna, on the day that Rebbe was nifter, Rebbe Yehuda Anossi, Botla Kohuna, the rules of Kohuna didn't apply, and everybody, including Kohanim, was allowed to come to Leviam b'mitam and amesim. But he explains in Sefer Eshkol that that's especially in the case of Rebbe Mishum Shenossi Hoya. But there's a special halacha that Hakol Mutam in Lenossi. When it comes to the Nossi of the generation, then everyone is Mutam to the Nossi. And even Kohanim are allowed to be Mutam. However, for any other tzaddik, even if he's a great tzaddik, if he's not the Nossi, is also for Kohanim to be Mutame. And that which we find that Eliyahu Hanavi was Mutame for Rabbi Akiva, that's for a different reason. First of all, says the Sefer Eshkol, even if it says that in the Medrash, we don't paskin halacha from the Medrash if it contradicts clearly what it says in the Gemara. And since the Gemara clearly indicates that a number of places in the Kivri Tzadikim are Mutame, then we don't paskin like this Medrash. And there's other reasons why Eliyahu Hanavi would be Tamei to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Harugei Malchus, and as such, people were afraid to bury him, and therefore, he had the din of a Meis Mitzvah. For a meis mitzvah, somebody who dies and there's nobody available to bury him, then even the kohen is machayev to be matameh himself. So since he was a meis mitzvah, Eliyahu HaNavi would be allowed to be matameh himself, even though Eliyahu HaNavi, according to some days in Chazal, was a kohen. Others say that even though there's a Ramban, which also implies that kivrei tzaddikim are not matameh, because if we see the story of Eliyahu HaNavi and Rabbi Kiva, and because we see from Rebbe that the Yom Shemesh Rebbe botla kedusha, botla kahuna, all that is only on the day when there's the actual kavura. To be involved in the kavura, it could be that there are certain heterim. But other than that, the kibbutz tzaddikim are for sure matameh according to all opinions. And it's in fact the Chorim Maduk in the Gemara. V'yom she'reis Rebbe botla kedusha. On the day that Rebbe was nifter, there was no halachos of kedushas of kohenim. But after Rebbe was already buried, then avada kohenim were not allowed to go near the cave of even of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. And therefore even the Ramban would lechora agree in such a case that it would be forbidden. So too the Chochmas Odom in Haktamah to Sefer Shaarei Tzedek writes that although there are some who believe that kohenim are allowed to go into Ma'aros of Kibbutz Tzaddikim because they think the Kibbutz Tzaddikim are not Matameh, it's a toss, it's a mistake, it's a Michshul Gadol, and it's clear from the Gemara not like that. He brings the Gemaras in Sukkah that we mentioned, the Gemara Bava Basra, and he says that although there is a Zoha which does seem to say that Kibbutz Tzaddikim are not Matameh, it's a toss, hatfus in the Zoha, it's a mistake, and it shouldn't read like that. And indeed, the Ruthor Mishklov in the Sefer Pasach Shulchan also quotes the Zoya and says to Tosfos, it's a mistake in Gira, so the text is wrong, and he proves it from the context, and indicates that it shouldn't say that at all, and there's no Makur from the Zoya either that Kivrei Tzaddikim are not Matameh. So this is the Kisa Shulchan Aruch, and Reish basically if you Dalet, that one should be Moicha, one should object and point out to people who think that Kivrei Tzaddikim are not Matameh that they're wrong about this. And of course, Kivrei Tzaddikim are Matameh. The tzaddik Rabbi Cheskel Shinever, the son of the Tifri Chaim, in his Sefer Tifri Cheskel, also writes that people are making a mistake. Cholil lahokir beisur Torah chas v'sharon to be making in isurim of min haTorah of kohenim being matameh lemeis. Shulas Avni Nezer also in Yerudea Siman Tov Samavav Oz Yud Zayin says that even the sources which indicate that Kibbutz Tzaddikim and Amatameh only refers to Tzaddikim who weren't Nifter Aliday Malach HaMoves. Someone who's Nifter Aliday Malach HaMoves, he is Matameh. But those who died B'Neshiko, they are not Matameh. And therefore, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, it could be that they can follow the Matameh because they all died after B'Neshiko. One could add to this that Rabbeinu Bachya in Parashas Emor says that Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi was also Nifta al-Yaday Neshika, and didn't die al-Yaday Malacham Oves. In which case, even those the Gemara's about Rebbe, which might indicate that Rebbe was not Matamah Lemesim, we've already been Teicha that could only be for the Levi itself, because he was a Nossi, or only on the day of the Levi, but not afterwards. But according to Daphne Nezim, we see for a different reason, because according to Rabbeinu Bachya, Rebbe also died up in Neshika. But any other tzaddik, even if it was a tremendous tzaddik, but if he didn't die in Neshika, who would be Matamah? And the Raya again is from Yosef, says Avnei Nezer. Now Yosef was Matamah, because he was Nifter in the normal way. Rabbi Kiva suggests that Avnei Nezer might also not have been Matamah, because he wasn't killed at the day of the Malach HaMoves, but he was killed as one of the Asara Arugim Malchus. So this is Avnei Nezer. And the Tshuva Tirosh B'Yitzar, in the beginning of Siman Kuf, brings that when the Tzfas Emes was Nifter, the Avnei Nezer himself, the Rabbi Avraham Isachachov, was present, and people asked him, are Kohen allowed to be misasik in the Kippurah? Because Ein Tumah Tzaddikim, and he said, Chas v'Sholem. And he said that when his father-in-law, the Kotzker Rebbe, was Nifter, there were those who wanted to allow Kohen to be Matameh, and the Chiddush HaRim was there, and he said, no, under no circumstances, there's no such thing, Kibbutz Tzaddikim are Matameh as much as anybody else. And therefore, Halacha Ramayisra, although there are those who seem to think that there is special kula that Kibbutz Tzaddikim are not Matameh, the vast majority of Poskim, Rishonim, and Achronim hold not at that. The consensus of opinion among all contemporary Poskim is that Kibbutz Tzaddikim are Matameh, and Kohenim are not allowed to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim at all. And there's no difference in this respect between Kibbutz Tzaddikim and any other Kavorim. Kohenim have to make sure that they don't go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim as much as they don't go to any other kibbutz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. to reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.